9, where are you?
Build up a loop antenna so we could find him.
Oh, that's gratifying. Hello, I'm Sean Blackstone, where are you? That sounds kind of complicated. Hi.
Are we recording?
KYY-306 Mobile 8.
KYY-306 Mobile Unit 9 on the air.
I beat you to it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your transmission earlier.
Should we, see if, Mobile X is faring well?
Yes, let's see if he is faring well and wearing Vel. Are you having fun on the air at the moment? Mobile 8, please be advised, we're going to go into gorilla mode for this.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Running silent, running deep, no lights.
Well, I've arrived.
This is Mobile 2.
Mobile 2, Mobile 8, Mobile 9 are performing guerrilla operations on Mobile X. Mobile 9, Mobile 8, standing clear for a moment. Y306, Mobile 9 on the air.
Mobile 8.
Mobile 2, Habibi.
Yes, so long, and thanks for all the, whatever it was, too.
This is KYY-306 in Fresno. Good show, man.
Mobile 9 reports that apparently Mobile X has found his way onto his, home 20.
Roger, then his relief did come on.
Affirmative, relief appears to be on duty at this point in time.
Well, that's good. I don't think he was, relishing the idea of having to man the studio there for the rest of the night or morning.
Point of interest, is the pay scale minimum or other?
That's a little above minimum.
Okay, because he wasn't sure himself.
I think it's a little above, not very much. I'll do my best to see if I can get him some shifts.
Part of the thing we gotta get him to do is get his driver's license, but that's a little bit, we've been kind of preparing for that one. Now it's just a matter of making him realize the necessity of it at this point.
Hey, Roger, I'm just 100% for populating that position with people who have some responsibility and intelligence. I have had to suffer with operators down there that just don't seem to have much of either.
Hey, I'm looking for something like that, too.
I guess that disqualifies me.
You're overtrained, Mobile 8.
Mobile 9's definitely available weekends and weeknights other than the other two.
You gentlemen are all overqualified.
I'd be overqualified, but I don't have a voice to do anything with. Case. I will discuss with Mobile X at a not too distant future date his situation there this evening. Debrief him and find out what's going on.
Oh, real good.
I've noticed a lot more police activity in these parts past few nights.
Kept it up for the graduation.
Yes, that's all over now, isn't it?
I don't know. Does some of it continue to go on?
I don't know, I thought most of it was over by now. Anyway, 8's clear. KYY-306.
KYY-306 Mobile 3 in service. KYY-306 Mobile 3 clear.
Hi, this is Jim. You need something?
Hey, yeah, okay. I just wanted to call and tell you about this turntable number 2. On songs that aren't really up-tempo, the slower kind, you can really hear that motor in there grinding or something, you know, I don't know technically what it is, but it's getting kind of bad, I don't know what the deal is, and I know it's not just me, because Tony said something about it a little earlier today, too, so.
Yeah, Mark and I were working on that this morning.
Oh, okay, what do you need to do to it?
Oh, I don't know just exactly. We worked on it for a little while. It's got some sort of a rumble, and I'm not sure exactly where it is. It might be a bad bearing in the motor.
Okay. Also, it sounds like it might be fluctuating a little bit, the motor. It sounds kind of like wah-wah, you know. I don't know, but I just thought I'd call and, you know, let you know about it.
Okay, thank you. We got our eye on it.
Okay, sorry to bother you. Thanks, bye.
No problem, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mobile 8.
Right, you are Mobile 8. What's your status at this time?
Returning to the studio.
What actuality were you covering earlier?
We were recovering a sporting event.
Another famous fishing tournament or something along the like?
Fishing, hunting, all sorts of various and sundry things.
I see. Alright, we will communicate with you later, I imagine, on that subject. At this point, we're going out for another movie review.
Oh, which one?
Not really certain at this point. Might be Secret Admirer. Might be any of a number of other weird things that are out and about. We're not quite sure at this time. It also depends upon how quickly we can obtain finances in order to carry this mission out.
Do you know of any other reviewers to attend this?
Affirmative, but not over this bandwidth. Unit 9 wishes to dig back in the memory files of Unit 8 regarding a specific conversation some time back regarding how odd things turn out.
Alright, roger.
Specific events, centering around the subject matter of fooled me once, shame on you, fooled me twice, shame on me, and attended sundry subsequent conversations relating to other individuals as well.
Okay, roger.
We have negative on my personal situation, we have affirmative on the other situation. Affirmative being upon finish of training program at Vandenberg Air Force Base. Paraphrase slightly, you and I may be asked to be ushers while a third person because they're such a poop will not.
Ushers? I beg your pardon?
You copy correctly. Ushers. Repeat, ushers. Media event of the century.
When is this great media event?
Anytime in the next 2 months. More to come.
This is confirmed?
This is 90% certain at this point in time. Certainty will be guaranteed either this weekend or next. Repeat, this weekend or next. Paraphrase, the one who got away has come back within reach. This time, the individual is not going to blow it. Case KYY-306, RPU-9, it's clear.
Roger, 8's clear.
KYY-306, Mobile 3.
Mobile 8. I think they just closed.
Savini Burger has schließen the doors for the night, yeah?
Did you escape that parking lot?
Without a scratch. Hair's breadth of getting blonde they almost left behind.
Almost left what behind?
I think they were just jesting, but you never know about these things.
Jesting?
Oh, one of the girls seemed like she was getting left behind or something, would be panning about for rides or something.
Oh, well, you're supposed to be valiant and offer your services.
Mobile 8, Mobile 9, KYY 306, Mobile 2.
Mobile 2, this is Mobile 9.
Where do we find you?
The City Water and Utilities Division.
Well, that's an interesting place to be. Did you see Mobile 8?
Negative, last I heard, he and 9 were searching for a place to eat approximately 9:30.
It must have been he and 3. I think that was accomplished. They went off in their separate directions to take care of business.
Affirmative, we have a banded transmission at 100.5 FM.
Well, they're back up again.
They're saluting graduates all over the country right now.
Oh, very good. Are you on your way to some destination?
Literally parked in front of the Municipal Utilities Division. I'm dropping off a bill in the night box.
We interest you in a meeting?
Certainly. Give you a few moments or two to get this thing done and organized, and then I'll be available and on my way.
I don't know whether anybody else is out. After the program activities, maybe just us left here, but I'm amenable.
Writing this thing out and dumping the slot, and I'll be on my way.
Where can we meet?
I'm easy at this point, as long as it has a utility restroom.
Well, so am I. These decisions are just killing me.
Oh, if I had a pin that writ. Well, we could try for Leonis, or... I mean, it's a little late for Pepper.
I could do Leonis. Block out some portion of the bat roast room coming up. Alright, we'll leave. When shall I leave?
I beg pardon. I'm desperately searching for something that can write.
Have you tried a moving finger? They're hard to catch. They generally write and then move on.
I hear some of these commercials are getting real bad.
Give me his phone number again.
Old-fashioned Media Market is proud to support this radio station just like you are, too, with your contributions and funding.
He's asking for donations?
Oh, he sounded like it.
Pretty strange. Shall I head for Leonis? Wrap up. I'll be mobile on 5. Mobile 2 is by.
I can't believe this. All the stuff in my car, I don't have a single pin that rides.
Okay, I'll be back in 5.
Mobile 9 on site.
Mobile 9?
Affirmative, Mobile 2.
Did you find a screeber?
Beg pardon?
Reading implement.
We managed to coerce this one into eking out his last moments of life long enough to describe necessary datum and information.
I'm listening to our mysterious signal here.
U.S. Army spot.
What's up with this brouhaha?
Ha-ha-ha?
Ha-ha-ha.
Ha-ha-ha-ha. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Mobile 8, please be advised, there's a bandit on 100.5 FM.
Oh, are we in search of this bandit?
Negative, we're in search of programming meetings from beyond at Fresno and Shaw.
Onward and upward to bigger and better things. Of course, a Mobile 8 back out of his cocoon.
To use high pressure suction.
Inches of mercury.
We're wondering if we could coerce the Mobile 8 out of his cocoon mode into his mobile mode into meeting mode.
I'm somewhat occupied right at the moment. How long is this meeting going to progress?
But, I don't know. It hasn't begun yet. We have new and enlightening missiles from the federal government to discuss and programming issues and other scheduling things.
Hey, missiles from the Fed? Mobile 2. I'm heading up from downtown area via Fresno Street, and we're getting some rather odd patterns in terms of broadcast footprint of our bandit.
I might be beaming some other direction tonight.
It has been consistently strong, it's just that at very odd intervals it drops out.
Picket fencing, eh?
Roger on the picket fencing. Seems to be at various intervals all up and down the route of Fresno Street. Significant locations are at McKenzie, south of Olive, and just above Shields. It's now got a little bit of breaking up, but still maintain the signal.
Is he broadcasting right now? Out here in North at all.
I'm here in parking lot, I'm picking him up.
Parking lot.
Right behind you. Behind you and coming up next to you.
Oh, that's strange.
Y306 Mobile 9 at site of programming meeting.
2 and 9 are presently at rest here, monitoring the signal. Mobile 8 around.
Or something like it.
It's a portable.
Yes.
We've arrived at the meeting.
Have fun.
Ah, you're not coming?
I don't think I can justify leaving this hour.
Finally turned decent outside, we can get something done.
We have negative copy on bandit FM frequency.
Roger, appears they've disappeared. Morning world, is WSTPA.
Green light.
The more interesting mummifications of record occurred when Roger Williams, founder of Rhode Island and Providence Found Plantation, was discovered in his grave in the late 1950s.
What is that interesting rattling sound?
Interesting rattling sound.
It's gone now.
Lots of my front right tire sailing off at high speeds in a tangent unknown to man at this point in time. No rattle here, Captain.
It's gone now.
The body of Roger Williams was buried not far from a young sycamore at the time. As time went on, the sycamore grew, and when the body was later discovered by archaeologists working for the University of Rhode Island History Department, an interesting thing was noted.
Yes, Captain. What interesting thing was noted?
There was no body. Roger Williams' body had been wholly and completely consumed by a root of the sycamore tree. The amazing thing, however, was the root took the exact shape and form of Roger Williams' corpse inside the coffin.
That's amazing.
You can see the corpse root on display in the Capitol building of Providence, Rhode Island. Tune for us next time when we discuss the various body parts of Joaquin Murrieta and their various outcomes.
There's that knock, knock, knock again.
That seems to be going on right about now.
Indeed.
Ah, we have a loose element inside the microphone casing.
Going rattle, 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 rattle. Were you shaking the mic?
Arm is resting against door frame and running over various things in the road, like small free animals, pedestrians, Volkswagens, and the like, causes the microphone to jerk a bit, and do little things.
Yes, could be. We have arrived. Mobile 2, log it off.
Roger that, here Mobile 2. Mobile 9 will be monitoring communications for approximately the next 4.5 to 5 minutes until he reaches his base 20 and proceeds to flop into complete and total and utter unconsciousness.
That's a good work. AY36, clear.
Well, all I can say is I don't change the channel, so they must change me.
Please repeat Mobile 8. We didn't catch the last part of that transmission.
AY306 Fresno. Radio test. Morning, commuties, rise and shine.
Oh yes, through the long night.
A morning drive is almost late. We can make an anti-Christmas present for Dennis.
It'd certainly be a surprise. Well, that's top of the hour. Anybody on the air yet?
Quiet down there.
I think we can log this one officially late.
Richard, sign you on. Sounds sleepy.
I hear some woman singing about mockingbirds.
Negative, look for the dub music, the reggae.
Is it below the cheery sort of Frank Sinatra music?
Below that. Asian reggae music.
I'm sorry, I can't pick it up.
It's tuned down from the Frank Sinatra. It's got a real heavy beat on it.
Well, I have. I can't pick up anything.
Still no morning drive at the university. Wonder if they tested their microphone by putting it in queue and don't think it works. Well, Mobile 2 is going to be clear.
Hello, likewise, Mobile 8.
KY 306 restaurant. We have some good material here this evening.
KYY 306, unit 4.
KYY 306, mobile 8.
KYY 306, RPU mobile 9.
Well, perhaps you can tell it to me as soon as you get that buzzing out of your radio.
Stand by as you buzzing on the radio for temperature change in the vehicle. In any case, we found the mystery object within the front of the Roadmaster to be a formerly living creature.
I didn't copy any of that.
KYY 306 mobile 9 testing.
Get rid of that buzz.
I'll just throw the switch.
There, that's better.
Full temperature change. It'll buzz until the car cools off of its interior. Anyway, we found the organic material inside the front hood for what it was, as well as we've discovered the mystery of the wobbling tire Roadmaster.
You're still buzzing, but I think I got the general gist of it. So, what was the problem?
Well, I think whatever it is ate a piece of my tire.
It ate a piece of your tire?
There's a large slice out of my front driver's side tire, for no apparent reason, have appeared, exposing belt and interior core of tread.
Right, okay.
That slice denotes an arc of approximately 130 degrees, varying from negligible width of the point to a largest width of approximately 1.4 inches.
This is what's making your car wobble?
Affirmative. We have yet to determine as to how and why this portion of the tire has disappeared in such a way, shape, and form. But a mass of that amount would be more than sufficient to distort the stability of the vehicle. Unfortunately, mobile 9 is going to have to be very limited mobile at this point in time, i.e. to and fro mystery spot and emergency duty until such time as object can be repaired.
Copy. Well, 8's going to be clear.
Roger, 8. We'll be on site for a few more minutes.
When will you be free of your duties this evening?
On or about 10 o'clock. That is 22 hours.
Roger. 8's clear. KYY 306.
Now, they ought to be rock solid. I think my output's probably still plenty decent here. It's a definitely diminished signal path of some sort.
Summertime ducting, you may end up in Kansas.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well now.
I haven't done anything home. Not recently, anyway.
We're going to stop in Wally Land here and deposit some data.
Well, enjoy your trip to Wally World.
Just what I wanted to do on my summer vacation.
Don't punch the moose in this newt.
You're right. You're headed down for Broadway there?
Affirmative.
We'll catch you later then. Go track in here and get some business done. Mobile 2 is clear.
Mobile 7 is clear. KYY 306.
KYY 306, mobile in.
Mobile 3.
Hello, 3, what's your 20? I'm going to drop by Dale's Letter Shop, that's at the corner of Belmont and Fresno Streets. I'm at the corner of Cedar and Shields, and my car is stuck halfway into Shields Avenue from the Taco Bell exit. I was wondering if perhaps you might lend some assistance. Cedar and Shields.
it through my ear and stand by. What seems to be the problem?
Unknown. It doesn't want to turn over.
Is your gas tank full?
Yeah, it's down there on the line, I think, but I think there's enough gas in it. I'm about to go try that option now.
How's your electrical? You see any problems there? Is the starter cranking normally?
No, it's turning over, but you know, the alternator's beginning to show signs of the battery doesn't like this.
One of the first things to suspect in weather like this is vapor lock. It takes a while to clear up. It's the sort of thing you just have to sit there and wait for it until it gets ready to start again.
Roger, I want to walk down to the corner here and get a can of gas and bring it back, put it in, see if that's what's making the difference.
Say you're stuck halfway out the driveway?
Oh, I'm sort of kind of nosing into Shields Avenue here, yes.
Are you reasonably clear of traffic that they aren't going to cite you or something? They may cite you for parking on the sidewalk or something.
Well, I don't really have a hell of a lot of options. We can't move the thing.
Well, flag somebody down and ask them if they're willing to help you.
I don't think they'd want to burn their hands on the hood like we've done already.
We? Oh, who's we?
Mr. Cahill and I.
Oh, you already have ready assistance at hand then, as far as that's concerned. And what, you've burned your hand on the hood? Okay. Three's clear, we'll be back on the air shortly.
Roger, eight's gonna be clear as well. I'm gonna go find some gasoline. KLY-306, Mobile 8.
Mobile 3 will see me approaching from the west in about 45 seconds.
Roger. KLY-306, Mobile 8.
Don, this is Mark.
Yeah.
I seem to be having a little bit of car trouble over here at Shields and Cedar, so I'm going to be a little late getting back to the office.
Okay, whose car you got?
A friend's from a radio station. He's giving me a hand out here.
Okay, well look at, I hope you'll be in by 3. Is that possible? I wanted you to go to the bank.
Oh, I should easily be back by then, yeah.
Great. See you then.
Okay.
Bye. Eight clear, KYY-306.
KYY-306, Mobile 3 in service.
KYY-306, Mobile 8.
Mobile 3 en route to studios. Where you at?
Cedar and Shields, the light, it works.
Lock is cleared up, huh?
Or whatever. It almost gave me the same problem again, but then I went through the procedure that you use for flooding, holding the pedal down and then just jamming it until it starts, and it worked.
Oh, that's good.
It may have been some combination of both, I don't know.
Didn't you just recently have a tune-up?
Negative.
You mentioned something about Andy Granatelli's people looking it over for some purpose.
Oh, that was a small control. That was months and months ago.
Understood. KYY-306, Mobile 3 clear at studio.
Copy.
KYY-306, Mobile Unit 9 on the air. KYY-306, Mobile Unit 9 on the side. Y-306, Mobile Unit 9 clear.
Y-306, Mobile 2, on the air.
Mobile 3, I copy.
I see we have our favorite friend on the air again. Pretty strong right here.
Change the heading of his antenna, perhaps?
Oh, he's pretty weak over at my house, but he's pretty strong right here. He's playing natural high right now. United or whatever it's called. Just about lost him when I turned south here. Antenna's very directional.
Like mine.
Is yours that window mount? You can use them for dipoles. Not too bad for direction finding.
I happen to find that feature rather useful for DXing like this.
Well, he's definitely east of me.
QYY306, mobile 9 on the air. Mobile 9, QYY306, clear.
Unit 8, Unit 8. Unit 8, QYY306, mobile 2. Unit 8, Unit 8, mobile 2. Mobile 3.
Copy.
Probably, he's probably on the landline. I was thinking of stopping by NACA.
Confirm in NACA.
Are you determined to go with close?
If someone says NACA, I haven't been there for quite a while, the temptation becomes rather obviously difficult.
I was thinking about laying out next week's shooting schedule there.
Yeah, I could pay for mine anyway. Is it special tonight?
No, I really don't know.
QYY306, mobile 3 in service. So I've heard. Sorry, what? Well, I've heard you're mobile 8.
Currently engaged in the extracurricular employment activity. Apparently our employer is buying us dinner tonight.
That's pretty good to me. We're over here at the studio workshop putting some boxes together.
Okay, I may be out and about a little bit later on. Anyway, portable, mobile 9, I'll go to the side.
Roger, portable 1, we'll be by, working here for a while. We'll be out later. Give us a call.
Hello there. How are we doing this evening? Deaf and Dilly, we have been stuffed to the gorge with strange Italian delicacies. Negative, we are finished for the evening. Well, they didn't have as much to do this week in terms of editing. And as a result, and to thank us and appreciate us for last 2 weeks worth of insanity, decided, hey, what the heck, we'll get them some Italian delicacies with nothing to drink. Or two Papa De Chico Giants? No, not really. Let's get around. Any definitive plans, or just kind of G-less taking advantage of the nice warm summer night and sleep the reality off? My remote unit? WSTPA monitoring device, or other tape monitoring device. Okay. Well, we're approaching the interchange on the DDEMF, and we're wondering whether to take the north or the south route. No problem. To be up fairly early in the morning anyway. So, I can always use the beauty sleep and catch up on everything else tomorrow in the AM, which will also free me up for tomorrow in the PM. So, Mobile 9 will be proceeding to Base 20, and we'll just be here and there on the dial. Don't worry about that. We can always be ushers. QY306, Mobile 9, still on the air.
works.
What works?
The radio you're testing.
Oh, well, gosh, that's good to know. You wouldn't be in the studio.
No, I wouldn't be.
Neither would I. I'd be in Tulare, actually.
Tulare?
It happens sometimes.
It happens to the best of us.
Couple of cartridge machines to repair here.
Are you, coming or going?
Well, that would depend on your point of view.
Well, let's say my point of view.
I'm coming.
Perhaps a more succinct way of putting it is, leaving or returning.
I am, returning.
Oh, excellent. Just in time for dinner, I bet.
A little bit late, actually. Got held up a little longer than I wanted to. I didn't really intend on being here at all, but that's the way it goes here in the big city. Let's go check the WSTPA tape. If there was a lot of activity today, it may be about to run out.
Well, I haven't heard much, if any.
Maybe there was an SBE meeting tonight, but that's next week when the telephone company representative will tell us why they raised the rates 400%.
Sorry, I didn't copy what.
Am I noisy?
No, I was distracted.
Next week, the telephone company will send a representative to the SBE to explain why they raised all of our broadcast line rates 400%.
Oh, that ought to be good.
It's funny, they've been doing this for this month, sending them all around, and they started out by sending guys, and I guess the receptions were so hostile that now they're sending girls.
The psychological aspect of it, you won't attack a woman.
Exactly.
Well, give her hell.
Well, we were going to give her hell, then we found out it cost 50 cents.
What? Sorry? 50 cents?
We charge for everything at Mont Bell now.
Oh, and charge 50 cents to give her hell.
I was going to send a regular lecture guy, but instead they are sending in a ringer.
Well, you open up by asking that question I referred to, namely, are you people pricing yourselves out of the business?
According to frequency coordinator down in Los Angeles, there's been a spectacular increase in requests for STL frequencies in the last month.
I can't imagine why.
I think as of Monday afternoon, one of the local broadcasters has canceled his audio monitoring return line for the transmitter, and he's downgrading his 15 kilohertz audio program line to an 8.
Oh, who's this?
Well, stationed out on Church. When he made so much ado about the fidelity of his broadcast.
This is AM, I assume.
Roger.
Well, so much for high fidelity.
Our uncle wants to cut all of our STL bandwidths down to 250 kilohertz anyway, and mostly people assure us that that will increase the distortion and lower the fidelity. That's the FCC's answer to a congestion problem. Why for Visalia weather? The weather is hot.
Thank you for that update on Visalia weather.
Visalia breeze report.
Visalia trees report.
Roger, the Visalia trees are all standing straight up. There is apparently no breeze in Visalia.
Well, thank you for that Visalia trees and breeze report.
The Visalia trees and breeze report is brought to you as a public service by this station. I have a status report on Goshen momentarily. Stand by for Goshen status report.
Standing by.
Okay, here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Goshen is still here. That.
Copy. Acknowledge Goshen's continued existence.
We'll have a wetness criteria measurement on the Kings River for you here in a few minutes.
Roger.
Another note on that Kings River report, we'll have a navigation status report that time also. We're just passing mile zero. We'll have a report on mile one momentarily. Come by for the mile two report. 4, 3, 2, 1. We are now approaching mile two. Yes. Yes, we have it in view. It is mile two. We're just about to cross mile two. And there it is, right there, mile two. This report has been brought to you as a public service by this station.
Roger there, Mobile 2. Had a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, it may be just one tiny mile for man, but it's a whole lot of thousands of feet for mankind. Now, we have a closed circuit update for the station's recording. The Kings River does appear to be in the same location that we found it last week. So our river status report will go on as scheduled. Stand by for Kings River water report. 4, 3, 2, 1. There is water in the Kings River, and we report two water skiers crossing under the bridge at the Lakeside Inn. The water appears to be navigable and wet.
Roger, we copy. Acknowledge navigability and Kings River.
Well, that about wraps it up for Live ENG, Bob. I hope it's been exciting and everybody's satisfied with today's reports.
Thanks, Bob, and it was too.
I missed last part of that transmission.
Basically, knowledge.
Sure. Interesting note, the Windmill Ranch is now known as Ito's Farm Market, and it's open again.
Has anyone heard from 3 this afternoon?
Negative. I heard him doing a pledge break, though, in mid-afternoon.
How about 9?
Not since last night. Went to 9 around midnight or thereabouts. He got out early.
Well, then he's obviously not dead on his feet somewhere.
Oh, actually, he decided to tuck it in, and I had to continue working here, and nothing else was going on, so he may have gotten some sleep. Thank goodness. In Selma here, called Uplift Incorporated. 2 degrees in the Selma Frontier Village. About half done, or half baked. Seemed to have had an excessive heat situation. Hey, there's a fire down on Church Avenue here. Excuse me, it's on Hughes Avenue, burning like crazy. Looks like it's a couple blocks west of Hughes on Kearney. Well, maybe it's about further north than Kearney, might be about White's Bridge.
What does it seem to be?
Just coming up north on California, and it's black smoke, a lot of hot, tall flames, probably a structure.
Carl, just wanted to let you know that Scott was trying to get a hold of you this morning. Wants to find some leads on good used ham gear.
You know, Roger, he found me. We had an over temperature out at the transmitter site here. Apparently cooked some of the internal workings of the remote control. The clock no longer seems to be producing any output. I gotta run back home and get the other service manual. It's really smoking up a storm, whatever's burning down here. It's still black, and nobody's thrown any water on it yet. This is quite a day. Trouble in Tulare, trouble in Fowler, and now trouble here.
Busy, busy.
It's about Olive, 2 blocks, maybe west of, 2 or 3 blocks west of Hughes. closer, I can still see flames looking up in the air here. Must be structure, maybe house.
Ought to bring out all the TV people.
Well, I suspect it'd be burned to the ground before anybody got there to photograph it. We got a look at it here. We're just passing Nielsen on Hughes. It's about Oliver Belmont, a couple blocks west here. That structure, all right. Something just burning like crazy over there. It's about a block and a half north of Belmont and about two or three blocks west of Hughes, over the middle of the housing area over there. Pretty involved. On some industrial thing. Oh my goodness, you know what it is?
No, that doesn't sound familiar to me.
Looks like the Kelso Center.
Up in smoke, huh?
Well, it's down that little Kelso Road. I'm paralleling it now a little bit north, see if that's what it is. Bunch of fire trucks there now. You get some industrial thing down out here. Yeah, I see some semi-trucks parked around. Some kind of an industrial yard. Sheds, semi-trucks.
Trucks burning?
A bunch of stuff in the back of a property here. Looks like some semi-trucks and some sheds. That's an industrial business of some kind. Spread out all around here.
Uncle Bulgy? Uncle Bulgy?
Yeah, kid?
Do we have to stay out here all night?
No, I don't think so.
Gosh, that's good, because the mosquitoes are eating me alive. When do you think we can go?
Probably about as soon as somebody gives mobile to a radio check.
KY 306. Mobile 2. Mobile 8, mobile 3, mobile 9. Radio test.
About 11:30, but he's not.
We know Mark better than that.
Well, yeah, except he's still at work, and they're going to throw him out of the building any minute now.
Oh, is this mystery night?
No, this is, he stayed late at the welfare department.
Oh, well, okay. Well, maybe that explains it.
Explains what?
Oh, I didn't hear him on the radio.
Yes, his car is parked in the driveway, but he's not here.
Okay, that's right. He doesn't take that to work, does he?
No, he just walks.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Well, I'm sorry for bothering you there.
Well, that's okay. I had just gotten in bed about 5 minutes ago, so I wasn't asleep yet, but I hope to be soon.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't wake you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take it easy.
KYY 306 Mobile 3 in service. KYY 306 Mobile 3 clear. KYY 306 Mobile 3 in the service.
Night, good night.
On and on it goes.
I've always liked that old thing.
What about you can keep them up all night with?
Incredible string band used to do that.
Y306, mobile unit 9 on the air.
Mobile
Mobile 9, Mobile 2.
Roger, Mobile 2. We are receiving you quite well in the downtown area.
System seems to be performing a little bit better today. I can't say why.
We just blew most of next week's paychecks on car repairs.
We're just coming back from some transmitter maintenance. Here, I was kind of tired.
Anybody go off the air or just routine maintenance?
Oh, we had one off the air here yesterday due to air conditioning failure and transmitter overheat. Sometimes I just take a Mr. Microphone and hook it to a TV, to an FM antenna. That's good for several blocks. We finished up last night about 1:30, couldn't find anybody, so just worked on through the night.
Yeah, roommate notified that you had called via landline. However, my response time was a bit limited because of the time of night as well.
Yeah. I think Mobile 9 says he will be out of service, not available for duties this weekend. He is going to go south to check on his harmonic.
No mustard, Captain.
Thought the woodwork had some more engineers in it there. Something that's interesting besides mental aches.
X might be available since he's always looking for something to do, whether it's Friday night or not. Interrogative, what?
I said it's a thought, it isn't a firm plan.
A little area up there. Uh-oh, road hazard, road hazard. Kings Canyon Road. Past Chestnut. Seems to be heavy construction, no warning signs. Street is narrowed to one lane on the eastbound road.
Copy. Anyone copy the Bandit at 100.5 this evening?
We got something on the receiver at base 2, however, unclear as to whether it was Bandit or not. My copy's Bandit.
Let me give it a try south of town here.
Got it real clear, real strong at Kings Canyon Clovis.
Roger, we got it south of town real strong here.
I heard something this strong since I had a transmitter in my bedroom.
They've improved their system.
Afraid they have. I'm not even getting static, which I used to get no matter where or how I picked them up. This is very sharp and clear.
Be pointed at you.
The probation officer had it as well. Everything was so different before it changed. Out and about in service at a strange and unusual hour, to say the least.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Tired. Where are you?
Barreling along the Ashland Avenue, soon to be on the freeway after we make the typical,
yes, one of those.
And then the two of us will be on our way.
Ah, wonderful.
Assume you went to Mellow Lake?
Yes, Tweak and Peak, all night. Yeah,
Haval, I think I'm going to pay a little visit.
That's right.
I'm here.
Here could be on the far end of the Sagittarius arm, for that matter.
That's where you are for the vast radio audience.
I'm heading in a general northerly direction.
Model 2 is making a U-turn, headed in a westerly direction.
Where's everybody going?
I don't know. Where are you going?
Was headed homeward with a possible brief stop by the campus over there, but it doesn't sound like you're headed that way.
That is correct.
We should head for Pinedale instead.
Tonight for Waitress of Doom to be working?
Yes. I just went by and sure enough.
By, are you stopping in?
No, I don't think so.
Boy, I'm sure gonna look silly.
Oh, are you just, heading there?
Yes.
Oh, well, glad to join you there.
Well, this unit is back at the studio.
Copy.
What's your ETA, 3?
Approaching first westbound on Herndon.
I think we'll be moving out to Fresno's number one country station for a little while. Do a couple of wiring things while you inquire about the Waitress of Doom.
Copy. We have consigned Waitress of Doom to her doom, hopefully at least 8 hours sleep.
All very good. I think it's your own first then.
Didn't copy all of that. It's buried in some hash.
Test 1-2.
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Oh, I just, commented that you were all dispersing.
Yeah, it's time for the diaspora to take place.
Well, we'll bid you adieu then. Catch you later.
For the match, so anyhow, she got...
Okay, I gotta hang
yeah,
up
right,
here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep.
Mobile 8, this is Mobile 9 via Mobile 2.
Greetings, 9, you called.
Among other things, Mobile 9 and Mobile 2 are wondering your current status this evening.
We're keeping busy. I don't know if I'm still required anymore. I'll have to find out. Sorry, what?
No, just whistling.
You sound a little staticky. Where are you?
We are inside the vehicle of Mobile 2.
What's 220 then?
About 3.5 feet to my right.
I meant the vehicle 2.
Turns out his vehicle 2 is at base 2.
Ah, okay. Well, what's the plan?
Food.
Good plan. So, what are you gonna do?
I'm advised that we are currently at this point in time delaying further action pending your current actions.
Well, I'm gonna find out what my action will be. Stand by.
Roger, standing by.
Dull and boring over here, and I'm the side.
sorry, I don't mean to be dull and boring. It's just that it's been a dull and boring day. As a mobile?
On occasion, I will do that. Sit in my car, wait for pledge breaks.
All to each his own, I suppose. How's it been so far today?
Minimal response for minimal music.
And how about you, Nine?
Hanging around waiting for something weird to happen.
Well, you can always make something weird happen.
Not after this weekend, that's enough for me.
Sufficiently weird.
More than moderately weird. Just basically going through and seeing how Kara Zor-El bites the big one. I'm quite impressed.
I'll bet we'll find it's horizontal.
And here we are, once again in the city limits of Fresno, California. Now, what'd you say?
We were, perpetrating upon our orbs and, visceral memory banks, the demise of one Kara Zor-El. And I'm quite impressed, as this is in the best writing and stylization of art I've seen in quite some years. Put it bluntly, the comics world, things are coming to a head in both universes all of a sudden, real quick and fast.
I hear the Beyonders has put the Avengers in quite a bind.
Oh, that's nothing. Unless you've read Crisis 7, you haven't read comics this year.
You mean the, Crisis where we...
You're breaking up. No transmission.
We find the origins of the monitors?
No, not the monitors. Just the origins of the DC Universe. Complete.
Crisis 7, I believe, is the one that came out last week. Am I correct in that assumption?
Positive to that, yes.
Okay, in that case, I already have read that one then. You notice the shadow hand behind the Big Bang?
The same one that's appeared in DC Comics for well nigh under 25 years.
Say what?
For almost 25 years, that same hand in the Big Bang has shown up in DC's Origin of the Universe. Every time, every story they've ever written. It's a rather amazing little thing that they've managed to make a plot device over the years without really having an understanding of what it is.
Oh, I wasn't really aware of this. Okay, so now we know the origin of the DC Universe and the Monitor and the Anti-Monitor.
And you also know the origins behind the Owens and the Controllers. But what about the Timeless Ones? Who are they?
I don't even know who they are. I haven't followed DC that long.
Do you remember the three demons that were trapped by the jar, the wheel, and the whatever the heck it is, and the JLA satellite?
No, I'm not really aware of that.
It's one of the more interesting Crisis series. Crisis on Past and Future Earths, where the JLA, JSA, and the Legion team up.
Okay, I haven't followed the DC Universe long enough to find out about this.
Suffice to say, they were a group of beings who were there at the time of the beginning of the universe and had the power to bind three demons together. And they cast them out about the universe. A couple of people made mistakes and brought them together and released the demons, and that's how the JLA first fought them.
Ah, I see. Well, let's see, the titles I've been following so far are the, Crisis and Teen Titans, and that's all I've been getting out of DC.
Titch, 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 titch. You're missing all the fun. Everything's now coming to a head. If you haven't been collecting Flash over the last 6 years, you've missed out on one of the most subtle the most complex, the most well-put-together plot devices ever devised in comicdom. And now that it's coming to a head, those of us who've been reading The Flash for the last 6 years and more are finally beginning to see how everything comes together that was disjointed over all these years.
Okay, so DC is getting weird on us. Have you noticed that the creative teams behind Alpha Flight and the Hulk are switching?
Yes. You also noticed the strange object that they spotted through the monitor of dimensions?
I didn't notice that. What?
The being with almost no brain and almost infinite power floating around at what looked to be kind of a, well, for lack of a better term, nearly a crossroad of all realities.
Oh, the shadow being. Yes, I kind of noticed that shadow. It looks remarkably like someone we know.
Did you also catch the web of Spider-Man?
I caught the web of Spider-Man, but I don't remember it offhand.
Sorry, we doubled on you.
I did catch the web of Spider-Man, but I don't remember it offhand.
The canceled Christmas issue?
Okay, yeah, I remember that now. Nice little bit about losing your shoe out of the tree.
Negative, the one before that. The one where the great green one is looking at you and he's not too thrilled with it. And that's it. Guess what? The Hulk's very mad. Cancel Christmas.
I recall the cover, I don't recall the story.
Someone calls Spider-Man to help save him in his own dimension. And Spider-Man's kind of boggled between whether or not he should even try.
Oh, you mean the one with the Nightmare guy, whatever his name is?
The Nightmare.
He was off bothering Moon Knight.
No, you're thinking of Morpheus.
Okay, so we've got dozens of these guys floating around scaring the hell out of people.
No, see, Morpheus can only do it by contacting the individuals. Nightmare has the emperor and ruler of a subdimension, which is at the same time multiplanar, multipoint. It is everywhere and one spot all at the same time.
I think they're both just Flixel skims anyway.
But have you gotten the stainless steel rat?
Someone's been attempting to foist those books off me in for a while.
I highly recommend them as great action-packed, tongue-in-cheek science fiction adventure.
The only one I've actually read so far is Stainless Steel Rat for President. That's because my roommate happens to have a copy.
Ah, I knew you'd need to read the entire series. That's not one of the better ones, however. There is one due to come out shortly that is supposed to be the capper of all the stainless steel rats.
Okay, perhaps I'll go to my local library and pick up a copy or two.
It's fun, to say the least. Anyway, 9 has to go clear, 9 has to do mundane domestic chores.
How mundane are they?
They're so mundane you really don't want to get involved.
Want a bet? Watching the clothes go around. That's a song by the Pretenders.
It's also a mundane reality. KYY 306, Mobile 9 clear.
8 standing by. Visalia in back. No job is too small for Mobile 8. No job too boring, too demeaning, too dull.
A lonely mobile, moving out in the darkness. The darkness that threatens to devour him. He doesn't know where he's going. He just knows that it's late at night. He has a radio, a two-way, a remote programming unit. Soon, he's about to find himself programmed into a place where most program directors come from. A place known to them as the Mobile Zone.
536, mobile 3. KYY 306, Fresno, mobile 3, clear.
Really?
Really, really.
Anything happening?
Not now.
Did anything happen?
Oh, I took a glorious trip to wonderful Visalia, California.
Gee, was that exciting?
No.
Three?
Aromatic.
Huh?
Interesting bouquet in the air.
Oh, what?
Oh, what you usually associate with Highway 99.
Ah, yes. What's in Visalia that's interesting?
Nothing that I can determine.
Hey, why don't you come over and edit your show?
Tired to edit.
Oh, that's why it's the most fun.
I don't know. After getting three fillings and a trip to Visalia, it's about all the excitement I can handle for one day.
Getting three what?
Fillings? Or was it two? I don't know. I wasn't counting.
Oh, well, silver mine. If you drink the ones with NutraSweet, well, you wouldn't get any.
Ha ha ha.
Thought you might like to get in a lick or two. Could have it ready for Friday.
I know, I was gonna work on it tomorrow.
But wait!
Wait!
Wait?
Wait, eight!
Why?
I'm looking for sources of massive amounts of BTU.
British thermal units?
Affirmative.
What do you mean?
I have a number of components that are still not fully solidified and need to be dried thoroughly.
Oh, okay.
You know where I might find an industrial solidifier capable of massive BTUs at this approximate hour?
Suppose you can use ours.
Well, no, but looking for industrial strength.
Industrial strength?
Basically, trying to minimize the amount of time by finding a number of industrial-type dryers. However, I've noticed that there is another individual hiding out there and lurking on the fringes of RPU-dom.
Yes. Can we help you?
It's Sven, the RPU giant. Hi, Sven. How are you doing?
No, this is Wang Tool.
Somehow I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
What are you seeking?
We have been informed that there are British industrial, or excuse me, David, BTU generators of 24-hour modal capability lurking about this village. However, when last we heard, this one had been shut down for various and sundry security reasons.
Well, I think I can think of at least two.
You know the 20s of these two locations?
Oh, isn't there one across from the Wild Blue yonder?
Not sure that's 24-hour.
one next to the 7-Eleven at Palm and McKinley.
That's the one that I've been hearing about otherwise. Okay, now we have a location for it.
Mobile 9 has located an authentic functioning BTU generator, and thus will proceed to perform his necessary operations and go clear. Next up, the mobile zone.